This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jim Donovan, along with Browns senior editor Vic Carucci, and Browns minicamp has come to a close. The OTAs are over. The Browns veteran minicamp is over now, and now there's that period of we get ready for training camp. But there was a lot of work done and a lot of work accomplished, I think, through these practices.
This was an ambitious offseason. I mean, when you're talking about new coaches, obviously there's that transition, but it's bigger than that, Jim, because, again, a whole new offensive system, dramatically different than what this team did the previous 2 years under Pat Shurmur, and certainly a whole new defense with the 3-4 replacing Dick Geron's 4-3, and Ray Horton's scheme being very specific and different than other 3-4 schemes, very aggressive and attack-oriented. So the learning process was considerable, but what's impressive to me is that what we saw in the course of 10 weeks, where if they started here, the graph ended here.
Now, tempo's been a big word. It's kind of been the buzzword through the OTAs and certainly in the mini camp because they want to play fast. So let's break that down. What is playing fast, do you think, in the NFL?
Well, from the offensive standpoint, it is getting plays literally off sooner than what had been previously done in a very more methodical approach. This offense, this North Turner scheme, stresses pacing, stresses a quarterback not only getting the players to the line quick, breaking the huddle quickly, getting them to the line quickly, and then going through the play quickly and getting the ball out of his hand faster. Guys running their routes and knowing exactly where they're supposed to go. No hesitation whatsoever. So that's the essential point of it on the offensive side. As far as the defense is concerned, that too is also a quicker pace thing because, again, what you do pre-snap, what you try to do to confuse the opponent, and you're always attacking, you're always on your mark. You got to beat your guy off the ball. And the emphasis on this team is clearly speed. When you look at the additions that have been made, especially with a Barkevious Mingo, okay, coming off the edge, it's about beating your guy and getting to that quarterback. And that's all about speed.
Well, he'll be number 51 when you come out to training camp and watch him. And as the preseason goes, and he is Barkevious Mingo. And he is a kid now that really will, you know, I'll tell you what, he looks good at everything he does.
Oh, yeah.
Athleticism and the speed that you talked about jump out at you, but he's going to have to learn kind of a new position now at the highest level.
He does, but his ability to learn and grasp is very strong. That's one of the things that stood out to Brian Baker, the outside linebackers coach who works with him, is how well Mingo especially has grasped things. And you're talking about a kid, he went to LSU, right, but he was recruited to Stanford. So he's got some brains, and he definitely picks things up. And I think one of the things that really jumped out when they were doing this simulated hand-to-hand combat thing that Brian Baker likes to do, because you've got to avoid that engagement with the offensive tackle trying to entangle you as you're trying to get to the quarterback. Mingo was one of the best at that drill.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's see if Jameer can go with a little hand-to-hand combat with the Browns' top draft choice. He's standing by with Barkevious Mingo.
Thanks, guys. Kiki, you've had 5 weeks to really dive deep into this defense. How are you coming along?
I'm coming along well. Learning the playbook, getting some reps out here on the practice field. Just having a good time out here. You know, you got to enjoy what you do, and when you enjoy what you do, it's not work. It's fun.
How many hours are you putting in studying this playbook?
You got to put in a lot. This thing is huge. I'm pretty sure you've heard, but Coach Horton likes to do a lot of things, and it's on us to learn and execute those plays, and that's what we have to do if we want to play here.
Your position coach, Brian Baker, is extremely familiar with playing that outside linebacker position. What are some of the things that you guys are working on together?
Just watching other players, trying to emulate some of the things that they do. We'll introduce a different NFL player to try to see what they're doing and see how we can incorporate it to my game. And he's been nothing but helpful trying to develop me into a great player.
What are some of the challenges are you facing when making the switch to DN to outside linebacker?
Just getting comfortable with the drops. That's like the main key. I think I'm doing a good job. I did way better than I thought I was going to be doing. But, just having fun with it, you know, and just coming out here and working and putting the time in, and you'll get the results.
There's a strong veteran presence within this linebacker group. What are you learning from the likes of Paul Kruger, Quentin Groves, DaQuell Jackson?
I'm learning a lot from those guys. They've been here for a while. They've been doing it for a while, and it's not just me, it's all the rookies. They're just helping us out and teaching us the way to be a pro.
A lot was talked about your weight coming in. You're on a strict weight program with strength and conditioning coach Brad Roll, and you got healthy choices from the Browns Cafe to pick from. You're looking good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Putting on some weight, it wasn't really an issue with the coaches. It's more for me. But yeah, I'm just putting on as I need, as I see fit, and the coaches are happy with any game, I guess.
You're looking good and fit, but just overall, what are some of the things that you want to have accomplished and just pretty much mastered before you come in and head into training camp?
Just a good knowledge of the playbook. That's the key. If you know what you're doing and you know how to do it, then the rest will take care of itself. I feel that I can do what's required of me if I know what I'm doing. So that's the problem, is me knowing what I'm doing. So that's the key.
Good luck to you, Kiki. Back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Jameer, and it will be a lot of fun. Why not seeing young Mingo play?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, especially, again, when they get in the pads. Just watching this defense on a day-to-day in practice and the back and forth between the D and the O.
Well, before we sat down, I said to you, as we listened to Rob Chudzinski in his final meeting with the media before training camp now, but I said to you, you know, at all spots, there is not a glaring need right now. I mean, all positions are filled. Hopefully they're filled well, I mean, and really well. But I think they go in, and there was a lot of work to be done, but everybody is in place. Now it's to the next step. How do they perform?
Yeah, unlike last year, I think this team has more options at positions. We'll see how the quality of that depth all plays out. But for the most part, the way they were aggressively accumulating players through free agency really overcomes the minimal number of players who were brought in through the draft, and we'll see how the undrafted guys go. So that's one thing to look at. I think the other thing is just this long pause between these offseason workouts and the start of camp. It's up to players. Yeah, they're going to have to decompress a little bit, but they've got to stay focused, Jim. You really never have a true vacation. I mean, they're going to have on their iPads and other technology their ability to study what's happened here. And guys who are serious about continuing to learn a new scheme and a new offense and a new coaching staff, they're going to be involved with that. And it's going to show up when they show at camp. And remember, they've got new people to impress here, the incumbents. So I think if they're serious about being part of this team, they take a serious approach over these next 6 weeks.
Brandon Whedon said he'll take the weekend off, and that's it. And he'll be on that iPad that Vic touched upon, and he'll be taking a look at that offense all throughout the days of a working vacation as they get set for training camp. We hope to see you out here when the Browns begin camp in late July. That will do it for our Cleveland Browns report. For now, from Berea's mini camp has come to an end. For Vic Carucci and Jameer, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for being with us.